Blog Talk Radio.
This one's for the builders. The people who build this country. The people who get up every day and know it's a good day to make things better. This is the truck they've always trusted. Built like never before. Built for those who know that towing and torque and connectivity aren't truck ad cliches. They're things they use to make a living. It's for those who know that available features like active camera views and head-up display aren't just options. That towing innovations are way more than features. They're tools that see things differently. Built to improve how things will be built. Roads, bridges, schools, stadiums. With onboard scales to weigh whatever heavy thing you have before you build whatever heavy thing we need. With up to 2 kilowatts of Pro Power onboard to power miter saws, jackhammers, and tailgates where no one has ever tailgated before. And the truck is just the start. With Ford Pro Telematics that receives scheduled maintenance recommendations ahead of time. And a new upfit integration system, giving you productivity tools to fit your business. From a few contractors to the thousands of farmers responsible for the butter we put on our toast every morning. Yeah, this one's for the builders. The all-new 2023 Ford Super Duty.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
You're listening to The Sound.
Wait a minute.
beautiful people. This is a product of WBNN. This is Gem's segment, and I'm your host. We are here live from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight I have a powerful couple that will be joining me tonight as my panelists. And let me tell you a little bit more about this fire starter couple. Vigdali and Tom are a couple who both left their corporate jobs to follow their entrepreneurial dreams. Vigdali left her corporate job in 2021 and Tom the following year in 2022. Vigdali is a chemical engineer and worked in the oil and gas industry, and Tom is a procurement professional who worked in the chemical industry. Vigdali owns a bean-to-bar chocolate business, and Tom started a vacational rental and photography business. Vigdali is from Venezuela, and Tom is from Mississippi. Both currently live in Houston, Texas. V, that's what I call Vigdali. Her tagline is, it's never too late to start a new path. And Tom's tagline is, the fears that hold us back from pursuing our dreams are usually the things that are least likely to actually occur. So on that note, let's welcome in the fire starter couple tonight, Vigdali and Tom.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure for me to be here in your show, and thank you to everyone who's tuning in or dial in. We're super excited to start telling our story.
Hey, Genesis, how are you? Thanks for inviting us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Tom. And y'all, this show is actually brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. That was my faux pas, so apologize. Now let's get started in the conversation. So I know you two very well. I've had the pleasure of working with V, and then V introduced me to Tom, which is her hubby, y'all. So I'm going to take the audience deep diving here so they could get the background story. So, V, can you start off telling the story on how you met your Boaz, a.k.a. Tom?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see if we can resume our story a little bit. So we met back in the 90s in Venezuela. My husband's learning Spanish. So he went with a family to stay there for a summer, and that's how we met.
Yep, back in 1999. So at my university in Mississippi, there was a Venezuelan family studying there, and we got to be friends. And so after they finished their postgraduate degree, they went back to Venezuela, and they knew I was learning Spanish, so they said, hey, it would be a great opportunity if you wanted to just stay at her house and, you know, kind of practice what I was learning. And so that's what I did. I took him up on the offer and ended up meeting Vigdali while I was down there on the first trip back in 99.
And the weird thing about this is that my hometown is a really small town. It's like 2,000 people maybe in that little town. And where are the odds that this boy went there and we met and we each other.
So the family, I knew they were studying agriculture, so they were getting a PhD in some kind of agricultural science. And Mississippi State University is where I went to college, and it's well known for their agricultural programs. So yeah, they being agricultural focused in their profession, they lived in a very rural area of Venezuela.
That is awesome, and thank you for sharing that. And audience, the reason why I ask that is because it's always good to connect with someone where they started and not where they are now, because it really solidifies their journey of how they got from one point to another. Because sometimes we see individuals and we love to place individuals on a pedestal, not really knowing their true rooted experiences, and that's what we're going to do tonight. So the theme is the art of entrepreneurship, because some people have not just tapped into entrepreneurship. Some fell into entrepreneurship. Some pivoted into entrepreneurship, and et cetera. And all of our journeys are going to look different, and that's okay because there's no right or wrong way when it comes to entrepreneurship. So I'm going to start with ladies first. So, V, you got your degree in chemical engineering, and you worked in the oil and gas industry. So what attracted you to the oil and gas industry and chemical engineering?
Coming from Venezuela, we have a lot of oil out there. And everybody wanted to, since I was growing up, work in the oil and gas industry. So I naturally was drawn to that industry, right? Coming to the United States, I came, already had a, started a family. I didn't know the language, so I had to learn English here. But I always wanted to go to college to be a productive in society, right? Earn my ways here. So after 5 years of being a stay-at-home mom, I decided to go to college to pursue a career. And I wanted to study engineering. I always knew that I wanted to study engineer because that was one of the way I thought in my mind that would get me into the industry I wanted to work with. So while in college, I had a professor. He was a chemical engineer, and he we got to be, you know, good friends, I guess. Yeah. And he told me that one of the diverse career that it could take me to the path that I wanted to was chemical engineering. So I decided to pursue chemical engineering.
Then. I love that. And the fact that you ended up at the same college that Tom went to is also interesting. So Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I guess because we, so in 5 years, I was in the Army. So I was in the U.S. I was in the U.S. Army. And then so after I finished my enlistment, we went back to Mississippi. And so, yeah, it was very quite the coincidence that she went back to the same university. But we did, whenever I got out of the Army, we decided to move back to Mississippi. And it is like Mississippi State University within Mississippi, you know, and I guess in the region, it's known for being a good engineering school.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tom, you knowing what you know about Mississippi and being from Mississippi and the college you went to, what attracted you to the chemical industry and led you into the procurement path?
Yeah, you know, it's I guess I just kind of fell into it because when I was in the military, I was a linguist. So I was fluent in Spanish, and I also, when I was in the military, went to the – here in the U.S., the Department of Defense has a language school, and I was sent through the Korean program. So, and then after finishing that, I went to South Korea, and so I was, you know, the whole 5 years I was working as a linguist with, you know, Korean and Spanish, and then whenever I got out, you know, I had the decision or kind of the dilemma: do I continue kind of down the linguistics type career field, or do I use my business degree? Because that's what I studied was business administration, and then ended up getting a master's in business administration later from the same university. But so I got out and just, you know, I started looking for jobs in business and kind of, I guess, both fields. And then I ended up landing a job in procurement at a shipyard that they build Navy and Coast Guard ships, and so that was kind of my first business job. And then after V finished her chemical engineering degree, she landed a job with Exxon, and that's kind of how I ended up getting into working in the chemical industry. We moved to Louisiana, and I worked for an EPC company, and then from the EPC company, I ended up hiring on with a chemical company, and just had various procurement roles, and kind of one built on, you know, I would kind of advance in one area of procurement, and then it kind of just led on to different types of jobs. And I ended up in the chemical industry, I guess.
Good thing.
Yeah, just kind of by chance, just, mm-hmm. you know, as I advanced in my career and what jobs were available in the areas we lived in.
Mm-hmm. And,
go ahead, Lee.
Go ahead. It's interesting to see how we have different stages in our lives that, you know, different stage in our life. Like we have the military stage, then the professional per se stage. Now we're barking into this entrepreneur mm-hmm. stage or chapter in our life. And it's interesting to see how all will develop.
Exactly. And before we dive into that deeper, I'm going to say a commentary before the next track. It's also interesting to see how God paves our way and we go on these non-traditional paths in order to really tap into our destiny and purpose, because all of us on this line started in a corporate job and now we're in the entrepreneurship bucket doing something that is more purposeful and driven to us. So I want y'all to let that marinate, and we're our track next by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, radio legend, DJ Olasky.
From the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home, and my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show, and we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Boys tell stories about the men. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. No, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Welcome back, y'all. For those of you that are just tuning in tonight, this is a product of WBNN. This is Gem's segment, and I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. Joining me tonight are a powerhouse couple, Big Dolly and Tom Williams, and we are on air live from Lagos. You could dial in by dialing 516-453-9133 and pressing 1 to join the conversation to add value. Tonight, our theme is the art of entrepreneurship, and we're jumping back in talking about how life can take you down various pathways in order for you to really tap in and find your true purpose, why you were created. And sometimes that means you have to, you know, go through the corporate route for a little bit, try odd things in order for you to really solidify and find the significance of what you were born and created to do. And that's exactly what V and Tom are doing now. V started a bean-to-bar chocolate business inspired from, you know, her hometown in Venezuela. And now Tom is into vacation rentals and photography business. And both of them came from corporate backgrounds and et cetera. So Tom and V, what inkling did you have to know that it was time for you to end the chapter of corporate America and start a new chapter in tapping into yourself and doing business?
I guess starting back with the first endeavor was with the Dally's business, the Chocolates de Lila. So it was kind of, we started that while we were both in the corporate world. So that that is actually an advantage if while you have, you know, that stability and trying to, you know, start your entrepreneurship journey then and just kind of build it into something. And then, of course, it was her case, it was greatly accelerated because of the, you know, the pandemic.
Yeah. And during the pandemic, I mean, that makes me realize a lot of things. I think the fact that I didn't spend enough time with my family was one of the factors that I realized during the pandemic. It was the first summer that I was going to spend with my daughter, and at that time, 15. That was a big deal to me, seeing that I was missing a lot of the moments that, you know, with my family. And it was time for me to change course, of course. Mm-hmm. That was one of the triggers. Yeah.
I love that. So if I heard you correctly, just being able to really tap into spending that priceless time with your daughter and your family as a whole was one of the factors that made you say, okay, it's time for me to make that switch into entrepreneurship. And the fact that you had an exit strategy too, because you and Tom were working on Chocolates de Lila while working in your corporate spaces, but you didn't allow that to negate your path forward plan and the empire you two were working on building.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I recommend that for anybody that's considering entrepreneurship is don't wait, right? Just start, you know, just the most important thing is just getting started. And if you have some stability with a job, right, that's like a huge benefit in starting your entrepreneurship journey.
And start with an idea too, like start with an idea, and that idea can become into your full-time job later on or your full-time passion. So the fact that we were both had a stable job that helped a lot grow the business on the side and had that capital investment, you know, that we had with to help the business grow while we were in corporate, still while we were working.
And I love that. And
go ahead.
I love that. No, I love that because you said something key, V, for the listeners tonight. Stable, but that stable thing was also the pathway to funding your side business, which is now your full-time business, and you're in business for yourself but not by yourself, and you see the imprint and impact you both are making in your respective spaces.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. I think you also have to, at the same time, you have to be careful as well, because that kind of security blanket that you build for yourself with that corporate job sometimes can hinder your progress as well.
And that's
so you
what,
just got to be able to manage that.
Yeah.
Let's dive in deeper there, Tom, because you said something powerful there, and I want to delineate that for anyone listening in. So you said that can also hinder you. Do you feel that it can hinder you, Tom, because maybe some people are afraid to make the leap, or maybe they're afraid to go full-fledged because they're not sure what their corporate job may think or say, because we all know in the corporate space there's various COIs, conflicts of interest, and et cetera, where they want to have you pigeonholed to where they don't want you to spread your wings and fly. Is that where you were going with that thought? Elaborate there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's part of it. But I think, you know, it's, and you see it a lot in the corporate world, like you spend so much of your career just kind of building kind of the safe space for to be able to raise a family, have benefits and retirement and stuff like that. And just kind of while you may be building something on the side too, that maybe it's kind of your dream, what you really want to do. You may, and at times you could be held back a little bit just because you're like, wow, but you know, if I leave this, corporate job, job that I have right now, then, you know, what if I fail, right? What if my business doesn't make it? Well, then, you know, I don't have the same benefits, the pay, kind of all of the other security kind of your security blanket that you've built, all those items are kind of at risk, you know.
Do you think it's mainly a mindset thing with people where they just, if they shift their paradigm, knowing that, okay, well, what if you don't fail? What if you succeed? Because there are a lot of talented people out there, and they have an amazing dream and goal, but they're just afraid to tap into it because of that imposter syndrome and those paradigms.
Yeah, you have, you said it right there, and, you know, I think that imposter syndrome, that you can mitigate that just by whatever your entrepreneurial endeavor is, you know, making yourself the expert at it, right? You know, you don't have to have like, you know, a big business yet, but, you know, arm yourself with the skills to where you know that, you know, whatever you're into, you know, kind of in and out. And I mean, in my case, that really helped out with the photography and not having that imposter syndrome. But also, you know, at a certain point, when are you going to start?
Exactly.
You know, if your dream is to have your own business, when are you going to start? Are you going to wait until you retire from your corporate job and start? Do you know whenever you get that age that you're going to regret not having tried? I think that's I know that was really influential in my case. I didn't want to get to that age and wondering, you know, hey, what if I would have, you know, taken that leap of faith and tried my hand in entrepreneurship.
And I'm so glad that you and B did what you did, because there's so many people's lives that y'all are touching, whether you realize or not, because not everyone is going to tell you how you have been influenced you. And you may not see that in this lifetime, but you may see it in your children's lifetime, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's actually another good point with your children. You know, in my case, my parents, my dad was a marine engineer and my mom was a teacher. And most families, in the U.S., there's a lot of entrepreneurs, right? But I think the vast majority kind of follow, especially since I'm in my 40s and my parents generation was go to college, get a degree, you know, find a job with a, you know, a big company, you know, or a nice government job. And I didn't see any entrepreneurship growing up at all. And I think that in a way, you know, hindered my progress and kind of delayed my own journey. But I'm really glad that our two kids have been able to see our experience, because, you know, they're, our daughter is a teenager and then our son's in his 20s, but, you know, they're seeing what entrepreneurship looks like before they get into their 40s, right? Or who knows? Be able to see it. So I think it's good that it's something you can pass on and hopefully accelerate that in your kids if they have that desire for entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Shaping a new generation. And on that note, audience, let this marinate. We're going to go to our next track. It's our Great American Songbook track by our international DJ legend, Olasky.
Whenever it's early twilight, I watch till a star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see, it's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. Funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. Every breeze caresses me, it's really you stolen by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me, dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
That Genesis Mars Camp didn't fall out in the spirit there. Is she still here?
I am still here. Thank you, y'all. That was an oldie but a goodie. And that was our producer in the background keeping me in check. So that was an oldie, Frank Sinatra, but a goodie. And we are back live on air. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Gem segment. And with me tonight are a powerhouse couple, Vigdali and Tom Williams, all the way from Houston, Texas, a.k.a. Clutch City. And you could join this conversation by dialing in at 516-453-6000. 1-833 and pressing 1 to join the conversation. And our theme tonight is the art of entrepreneurship. And we have our first caller in the queue tonight, y'all. So caller 1, state your first and last name and tell us where you're tuning in from.
Hey, it's Jerry Petito, sweetie. I'm tuning in from New Jersey, girl.
Okay. New Jersey.
With me is B and Tom Williams.
Hey,
hello.
Nice to meet you.
Hi,
hi
nice
guys.
To you.
Nice to meet you, too. Genesis, are you there?
I am. So,
okay.
Jerry, do you have any comments for our powerhouse couple, V and Tom, tonight?
I do. So you guys are awesome, and you're a lot younger than me. Things were different. I'm 62. My daughter's 42. So things were different when I was growing up. I've been self-employed since I was like 22 years old. I had beauty salons back in the 80s and 90s because my father made me. Okay, I went to art school, and all, you know, the Petito family, all the women were hairdressers and had their own businesses, so his daughter had to as well. So things were different back then with business. You know, if you worked hard, you made money. End of story. I give all of you younger people credit today because, first of all, technology, which I didn't have to use, thank God, and second of all, it's not so easy today the way it was then. Beauty, like, for instance, beauty salons, right? We made way too much money at being so young. Believe me when I tell you. Today, competition is, with every business, crazy out there. Plus, the other part of it that's really, like, difficult for me is work ethics. A lot of people don't really have that. They want things to just be handed to them. And, you know, so we come from, like I said, you know, a different generation, but I admire younger people who are working so hard and doing what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, we definitely see that, especially with the younger generations and, you know, just kind of not knowing what they want to do and or, you know, make the effort to do that. And I think one thing for me, you know, not having any experience on entrepreneurship growing up, I guess was a little bit naive as well, because, you know, kind of you know my thinking was, you know, just kind of like the typical career path that would follow would be just going to college, and then once I finished college, you know, I would just get this job, right? So it's, even if you're not going through entrepreneurship, there's a lot more to it than just, you know, going out and getting a degree, right?
Right. First of all, I also want to mention Frank Sinatra, baby. Okay? Thank you, our Hall of Fame DJ, Olasky, for playing that. Okay? Because he knows I love Frank and Elvis, of course. I had to mention that. But, Genesis, what you're doing tonight is incredible for younger people who are listening in. And, you know, again, anyone out there listening, if you put in the work, you could be anything you want. So please do that. You know, everyone, you know your worth, right? You know, I love to say that, know your worth. So everyone out there, please, please, you know your worth and put in the work, man.
And don't give up.
Yeah.
Because a
don't
lot of people get through.
Yeah. The first, you know, failure you have, that doesn't mean quit. You just use that as a learning experience to keep moving forward.
Right. Beautiful. Good luck, guys. I mean, I really mean that. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Jerry, keep being Jerry, because y'all, Jerry's also a host here on WBN, and she always has, like, some heavy hitters that she's interviewing. I'm going to have to pick her brain to figure out how she gets her heavy hitters. So thank you so much, Jerry. And by international DJ legend Olasky.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. What you want, I got what you need. Shorty, what you want, I got what you need. Shorty, what you want, I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. All the way up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
For my n***s with Bentley coupes and Rolexes. Kicked the b***h out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels, these so reckless. Keep my I'm talking naughty uptown, showing off a new thing. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her unchain. She called me top shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings. And I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up.
A bigger house, ain't have a girlfriend, but the b- is out. Chanel croc back, they even out with the gold chains, Himalayan broken. Split it up, popped it, I hit him up, I'm talking color money, purple yin and blue germ. I got brown lira, I ain't talking about raw. I'm that on Viagra. That means I'm on the way up, and you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get up in the helicopter.
We're all the way up. Nothing can stop Tom and V and Genesis. We're all the way up. Welcome back, y'all. We are on air live. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. On that note, we have caller 2 on air with us, Tom and V. Caller 2, tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and then we're going to dive into the art of entrepreneurship.
Hi, Genesis. It's Ava Holly. How are you, and how are your lovely guests tonight?
Doing fine.
Well.
I think I remember either talking with you guys before, maybe on this network, maybe not, or seeing you at an event somewhere. I don't know, but you guys seem really, really familiar to me. So everything, I resonate with everything that Joey Petito said. It's not as, well, for some of us, it might not be as easy today, but my whole family's been entrepreneurs. My sister owns her own business. I own my own business. And we came from a mom and dad that owned their own business that my sister and I eventually ran. And I honestly believe that everything leads you to where you are. And I say that a lot because you have to use everything as a stepping stone. It's not always easy. Like Jerry said, you have to put in the work. But I was with network marketing for many years. The most years I spent was with Tupperware. And I was with that company for about 16 or 17 years. I'm one of those, excuse me, I lost my train of thought, I'm sorry. One of those years, I became the top recruiter in the eastern half of the United States. And like 2 weeks after I came back from this big trip and blah, 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 every freaking network marketing company was calling me to come and work for them because they wanted my recruitership. And it was funny because I have a background in music and theater. And so where was that stepping stone? I really missed doing that. And I wound up leaving Tupperware to create my own company. And I just took everything that I learned from my father's businesses, from the network marketing business, from, you know, being a DJ and being an actor and a writer. And I took all of that to create my own company. And it's not always easy. The pandemic really, really, really hurt. Yet, like you said, you can't stop. If you've got that entrepreneurial spirit, I think you can't stop. And I worked in the casino industry for 25 years, and you talked about, I think, is it Tom? I think you talked about, you know, the hardship part of it. And I used to go to these women's conferences in Texas with my business and still working at the casino. And one of the speakers from stage talked about the trapeze syndrome. And you must have heard this before, like you have the trapeze swinging, but you can't move forward because you've got your hand on that back rung and you can't let go. So, yeah. You know, whether it's the money or the, you know, or the, you know, security or whatever it is, if you've got that entrepreneurial spirit, and like Jerry said, if you put the work in, you can do and be whatever you need to. So I my hat's off to you guys, because it's, entrepreneurship is the backbone of this society. So thank you so much for what you do. Thank you, Genesis, for this platform, because it's near and dear to my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hopefully, Genesis and not fall back in the spirit, y'all, Tommy V. But we want to thank our wonderful,
yes,
outstanding host here. Oh, there you are. Yeah, okay. But we're thankful for Ava Holly tonight. And Ava, what is your next show?
My next show is coming up this week, actually, Wednesday night. I'm so excited. We've got a YouTube influencer coming on who wears a lot of hats, and we're going to talk about the way you wear different hats to get to your dream and follow your dream. And that might tie in with something, you know, you guys want to talk about tonight. So I'm really excited, honored to speak with you guys. I know I've heard you or talked to you or met you before, and I'm really loving your platform. Please don't forget to tell us how we can find out more about the chocolate, because I'm always interested in how I can incorporate, you know, something with what I'm doing. So I'd love to hear more about that.
Definitely.
We're going to dive into that now, right now, Ava. And thank you so much for just calling in. This Dalila, as well as what Tom is doing, because this powerhouse couple, they're doing business together and life together. And sometimes that is rare to see a powerhouse couple that not only lives together but also works together and still loves each other and not trying to kill one another. So let's dive into the business there.
So Chocolate Dalila, we have a hello?
Yeah, we're here, V.
Okay. So Chocolate Dalila, like we said, we started that back in 2019. That's when we went to the market. So we do it right now via online, and we're in different stores here in the Houston area. So we started in the farmer's market here in Texas.
Yeah, are we getting into the journey on
how to
or where we're available? I think the signal may have cut out. I didn't quite hear what the question was.
I want you all to get into like the journey of like how Chocolates Dalila came about. so the audience could have some context from it, and then you could stay where y'all are located, because I know y'all also ship too.
Okay. So the idea for Chocolate Salida started in 2018 when Tom and I went to Venezuela. So that was our main.
So we went there in 2017 to visit family.
No, 2018. Yeah.
And I hadn't been there in like 6 years. And then so the country had been for several years, especially since like around 2014, had been undergoing like just major economic issues, economic and political.
So that
whenever we got there, it was shocking, right? I mean, because it was a totally different country the last time I went there.
Yeah. So he didn't see the changes firsthand, right? Like I've been going to Venezuela every year, so I've seen, you know, the changes. But for Tom, it was really shocking to see the impact that had. So in that note, we wanted to bring some hope and some light, I guess, you know, something that will incorporate Venezuela in a business and bring some positive economic impact to our family and to our friends over there in Venezuela. So we thought about different business ideas that we can incorporate that will bring awareness and
Venezuela is known for oil, right? But they're besides oil, they're also known for their cacao that's used.
Coffee. So we were thinking about different businesses. We thought about the idea of having getting to that industry, but unfortunately that didn't work. So we ended up with cacao. So we had to learn how to make the chocolate. We had to learn all of that, what it takes to have a chocolate business.
It took tons of research. You know, how do you turn raw cocoa bean into chocolate?
Yeah, so empirical data, all of that.
so all the research to learn how to do that, and getting different types of equipment. I mean, we started with some really, like, equipment. Or, you know, equipment that's not even used, designed for making chocolate. we're just kind of using all kinds of things.
We tinkered and, like, yeah.
and then once we got to making chocolate, you've got another challenge is tempering, because it's kind of a scientific process.
I got that down. And then, just learning the market, what our customers are going to be like, what is our target market, and where are we going to sell the chocolate? That was another learning curve right there, too. So we started in our house, summer house, making small batches of chocolate.
Then got into a farmer's market, and then we got into a commercial kitchen where we could manufacture and then get a commercial license.
Yeah.
So now we're in different stores and selling online at chocolatesalila.com.
Mm-hmm. And we opened a store in Venezuela.
Because
we wanted to open our first store there. We gave a job to the locals over there. So that's going really well. It's Chocolates Dalila, Venezuela.
Y'all started from the bottom, and now we're here, like the Drake song said. Because when you're in business, you had to learn so many. You pulled in your background knowledge that you have. I'm sure there was some engineering knowledge. There was some business knowledge from what Tom learned in school. There was, you know, insight because with you being from Venezuela. And then also the fact that you also wanted to have some humanitarian ties by putting money back into Venezuela, despite the turmoil that Venezuela is going through right now. And then another piece that you forgot to mention is, if y'all Google Chocolates Dalila, you'll see there is a lady's face on the image, and that's actually symbolic because B, it's your mom.
Yeah, it's my mom. And the name of the company is her name, Dalina.
So it's
the face,
all around.
Yeah, face of the company, Dalina. So it's a way to honor her as well, right? So.
Yeah, we were all, when we were talking about the ideas for a business, we were all kind of in the room together. You know, me, the galley, her mom, and two of her brothers. And so we were all just kind of, you know,
and right at that
talking about different ideas together. And so we're like, all right, it's going to be Chocolates Dalila, you know, with Dalila right there, you know, in the room with us talking about what we were going to do.
I love that. You're honoring your mom. You're having economical impact and imprint in Venezuela. You now are able to ship the chocolates. A lot of positive things are happening to and for y'all. And, you know, Tom, whenever we get back from the commercial break, we're going to dive into how you pivoted into photography. So we're going to head on over to our track next by international DJ legend Olasky.
Like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill ya. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game needs changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shake the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. I suppose, I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful.
I want the money, money, money. I want a whole lot of that. All the honey, they asking where the dollars at. Where your head at? Tell me about the scholar cap. Trying to find a way, but you never got a map. Dream chaser, risk taker. No favor, no hater. They might want me to drown, holding me down, but the throne and the crown. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed. If I'm the only one and don't nobody else believe it, then keep it a secret and watch me achieve it. Cause I know what I want now. So if you want the money, if you gotta make it. You the only one and don't nobody else believe it, then tell them to beat it and watch you achieve it. Sing it if you want.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, I want things to go my way. But as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn,
My reality just set in. And even when the phantoms least, I'm hope wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but f***ing my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause I want the
money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes.
I just want to be successful. Whoa, we just want a picture. Tom's going to give us some pictures. Tom, I wanted you to talk about his pictures.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So I guess the, all right, before I talk about photography, I have to talk about the vacation rental because that's really what led to it. The whole photography thing, like I never saw it coming really. I mean, it was an opportunity that I found and ended up really liking it and pursuing it. So with my corporate job, I ended up leaving to finish building, you know, an Airbnb, you know, short-term rental business. But as you know, but I guess for the listeners, I've got a really unique dome that I built myself and my family. And it's in Far West Texas near one of the national parks. And
the Big Bend.
Yeah, in the Big Bend. So in traveling to there, we loved going to that national park. And it was when we were traveling there, it was very much apparent that they're lacking in short-term rentals. I mean, it's hard to find a place, especially during peak season. So we saw that as an opportunity to pursue that business. And then once we were getting ready to launch, it was like, all right, you know, to be successful on a platform like Airbnb, it's really important that you have professional photography. But who was I going to hire? It's one of the most remote areas in the lower 48, and it's hard to find anybody to do anything. We had to do everything ourselves. If you don't have a big project, you know, where contractors, you know, like, so let's say it's building a house or a hotel, you know, or something, you know, something big, it's hard to get anybody to, you know, to, and so even the photography I had to learn myself. So I wanted to do it right. So I took a real estate photography master class. But, you know, and not being able to find anybody to photograph my property, I also noticed that when you're looking for property out there in the area, you're looking for, you know, anything on the real estate market, it became really clear that nobody has professional photography. I mean, I was like, wait a second. I said, okay, so I can't find a photographer. What's everybody else doing? So, but if you go on Zillow or, you know, any of the real estate guides for the area, the photography is just somebody getting, you know, the agent, I guess, getting their phone out and taking a picture. You know, the pictures are generally distorted, not good quality. It looks like the walls are leaning to the side, you know, the structure is kind of leaning towards you or away from you. And so that was, you know, it was obvious that the opportunity was there. I'm like, all right, so I need it for myself, but you know what? Everybody, there's nobody doing photography out there, real estate photography. So I saw that as an opportunity in the market, and that's how I got into it. And once I got into photography, I really enjoyed it. And one thing about me personally, I've always been the kind of person that quickly wants to move on from one thing to the next. Like even when I'm traveling, it's like we get there, okay, we're here. Now what's the next thing? You know, let's go, just go. And with the photography, it forces you to slow down and enjoy the moment. And that's one thing I really liked about photography. And I was able to develop a real estate photography business, and then now even getting into, you know, portrait work as well.
And headshots.
Yeah, and headshots. So.
Now he has a team.
You know, support team. That's one thing about business is like, don't try to do it yourself, right? A lot of times that's going to be one of the things that can hinder your progress as well. Find people to work with, whether it's somebody that has your same interests and your same dream, right? And they want to join your team. You know, maybe they don't want to be the business owner, but they love what you're doing and they want to be on your team. Or, you know, it might be somebody else in business that you can help and kind of bring into your
or
network.
Collaborate.
Yeah, collaborate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And y'all, since we're in the final thoughts, Tom and B, I want you to tell the listeners how they could get a hold of you before our producer comes on. And y'all, I will actually share some of the pictures. I'm sure you may have seen them. Tom actually took my professional headshots, and they're amazing. So, Tom and B, tell the listeners how they could connect with y'all on social media and the website.
Okay, so my photography business is Big City Images. So if you look up Big City Images on Instagram or Facebook, you quickly find it. And the website's bigcityimages.com.
And for me, Chocolate Dalila. Chocolate, D-A-L-I-L-A. Chocolate Dalila. If you look on the internet, you'll find me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Talk. And the website is chocolatedalila.com.
Amazing. And on that note, let's jump on over to Ngozi time.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you there. See, everybody has a season.
outstanding show tonight by Houston's own Clutch City, Justice Amaris Kemp tonight, and the Gem Segment. I'm so proud of having Tom and Dee Williams here tonight. Wonderful, outstanding, you know, artistry of entrepreneurship. And it's key because a lot of times you have to start from the bottom, whatever it is, but it's really not your bottom because you're already thinking on the top scale. And I really appreciate those wonderful, outstanding virtues by a married couple that's trying to make a, you know, a difference in this world. And of course, tomorrow night we come back on these WBN stations with an outstanding performer, a person who is in the National Radio Hall of Fame, enshrined last year in 2022, the Outstanding Terror Strength and the Know Your Rights Program, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia with Pinterest and Google. Also, Twitter and Instagram at Ngozi_time. Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments or suggestions to a wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele, that Ngozi at my@gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the outstanding alternative radio broadcaster, Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Thank you so much, Brother O. And for those of you who are interested in getting in contact with myself, V, or Tom Williams, you can head on over to Chocolates Dalila, ChocolatesDalila.com, and BigCityImages.com. All of that information is found on my Facebook page, which is at Genesis Amaris Kemp. I tag them below in the comments, so you could just click on the hyperlink, and it'll take you right to their information. They're also on social media, so as V said, Instagram, TikTok, and all of that jazz. And for those of you that are interested in finding out more about me and the Gems brand, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I may tweet, but not all the time. And TikTok, and that's at Genesis Amaris Kemp. And I just want to close it out by saying the art of entrepreneurship is so amazing because collaboration is not the new competition. It is the new way of creating synergies. And when we all come together, we are truly making an imprint in order to drive an impact because it's not just about us and it's not just about the WIFA method. What's in it for me? If we change the me to we and say what's in it for we could start to see how we could go further and faster when we come together and link arms. And V alluded to her husband having a team now, and having a team is amazing because we can't do stuff alone by ourselves. It's so important that we have a dream team and the right people in our corner because not everybody's going to be for you, and that's okay. But when you do have those right people that are backing you, you could truly make a huge impact. So I want to thank all of those that listened in, whether you dialed in and spoke, you didn't speak, or you listened on the internet. We want to thank each one of you for just supporting the content that we brought together tonight. V and Tom, I want y'all to leave them with one quote tonight.
Ooh, I don't think I was prepared for that one.
Don't let your fears stop you from your dream. You can become anything or anything you want.
Yeah, kind of like what I said in my tagline. You know, sometimes the things that we fear the most that hold us back are things that are, in reality are never gonna happen, right?
So mm-hmm. Everything works out.
Yeah.
Everything works out.
Yeah, put in the.
Yes, I love it. Work hard, play hard. And I'll close out with Babe Ruth's quote. It says, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. Fear is a mindset, y'all. So if you allow fear to cause you to remain in a holding pattern or a mental block, you are never going to get on the other side of fear. And on the other side of fear is your purpose, your destiny, your calling. It's over there where you're securing the bag. It's over there where you're making a legacy for future generations to come. And it's over there where you're popping. You're preparing on purpose for such a time as this. And if you never do what scares you, then you're only going to be comfortable. So if it doesn't scare you, then it's not big enough. So sometimes you have to scare yourself shitless in order to do the damn thing. So on that note, I hope you have an amazing night. Go out and do something. And YOLO, you only live once. So why wait for the naysayers when you could create something tonight, today, and forevermore? I'm Genesis Amaris Kemp, and my fabulous powerhouse couple was a B and Tom Williams, all the way from Houston, Texas, signing out, Clutch City.